another with, praise God, some of the writings of the Apostle Paul. Praise God, you'll find him in Romans. You'll find him in 2 Corinthians. You'll find him in Colossians and Philippians. You'll find him in 1 and 2 Thessalonica, Thessalonia. You'll find him in 1 and 2 Timothy. But not only was Timothy involved in one way or another with Paul and Paul's writings, Timothy was closely connected to Paul in ministering to the churches. You see, Timothy was sent, praise God, by Paul to minister in Thessalonica. He was sent by Paul to minister in Corinth. He was sent by Paul to minister in Ephesus. And he was sent by Paul to minister in Philippi. You see, the point to see is how closely bound together Paul and Timothy were, and how faithful Timothy was. He was a tried and proven minister. I'm talking about a minister willing to serve the Lord. Praise God, wherever the Lord had put him. Praise God, in a position of second place. Regardless of what place he was, Timothy wanted, praise God, to be a servant of the Lord. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, regardless of what place we are in, we must be willing to be servants of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we serve him, praise God, when we serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, there are some words that they can pen about us. Praise God, I'm talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 58. They'll say these words, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me see the hands of those who have labored in the Lord. Let me see the hands of those who have labored in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain if it was done in the Lord. And as I get ready to close here this morning, praise God, Jesus, in his earthly ministry, he found it necessary, praise God, to be in the position of second place. Yeah, but he did not let second place, praise God, prevent him from completing his mission. Somebody gonna say, how in the world can you say that Jesus was in second place? If you back up a little earlier in Philippians chapter 2, look at verse 5 through 8, you're going to find these words. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he died. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The message this morning is that we are not mine, being servants and serving in second place, because you know who's in first place. Praise God, I don't care how well you preach. I don't care how well you teach. I don't care how well you sing. I don't care how well you pray. I don't care how well you dress.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
As we continue on with our lesson, we want to keep reiterating that as God's church, we are to be capable and equipped to rule, to reign, and to govern in this earth. We have to be able to defeat evil wherever it comes. And we know that there's many evil things that will come to us. Satan will send evil things to us to disrupt us, to keep us from fulfilling our purpose of God. But you know what Jesus told us? He said you have to resist the devil with the word of God, and he will flee from you. So our part is to resist the devil. We're not coming to defeat the devil, because he's already been defeated by Jesus. And he also told us to give no place to the devil. We can't give him any place in our life, because if we start going from one thing to the other that Satan is doing to us, oh my, I'm sick today. I don't feel well. My bank account is empty. I lost my job. Well, you're giving Satan a place in your life. So we can't complain about those things. We have to go straight to God. Say, my God is able. There's nothing too hard for him to do. He said that he could do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think or say. But saints of God, we have to ask him. We got to, when these problems come, when all these evil things come that Satan is sending to us, we got to remember what the scriptures say and begin to do, repeat those scriptures and confess those scriptures. And then the devil will have to flee from us. He can't stand against the word of God. We're also supposed to dominate and control, have control over all the affairs of this earth. Saints of God, that is a tremendous amount of power. We are to dominate, to rule, and have control over all of the affairs of this earth. And we find some of that power in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, Hebrews 2, 6 through 11. We find some of that power there. And of course, there's so much power that God has given us. And you find it in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, and also the gifts of the Spirit. We find all of that in those chapters. So we're going to have to start studying and looking and then putting that in our life so that we can be the church that Jesus is coming back for. He can't come now because his church is just not ready. You know? And we're going to keep talking about our lesson. Our lesson is about the supernatural. And in this context of this subject, we will be giving you scriptural differences of the natural versus the supernatural. The natural man versus the supernatural man. That's what we're going to be talking about. And we know that there are vast differences between the two. The church is operating and is functioning more in the natural than in the supernatural. And this is where we're having problems in the church. We're doing more in the natural realm than in the supernatural realm. And here's one reason. The Holy Spirit is not in charge in the church. In a lot of churches, they don't even talk about the Holy Spirit. They don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that in this lesson, I'm not really talking about one group of people, one church, one pastor. I'm talking about the entire church as a whole. God don't talk to pieces of a church. God talks to the entire church. And that's what this lesson is about. Coming to the entire church, letting you know that the Holy Spirit is not in charge. And if it's not in charge in the church that you're preaching and pastoring over, then you need to put him in charge. There's church rules, regulations, people that are in place, in offices in the church, teaching positions in the church, you know, and they're put in those places by pastors without consulting God or even without the Holy Spirit. And we know that the Holy Spirit is supposed to, he's supposed to tell us and remind us of everything that God has told us. So everything that we've read about in the Bible that has told us how his church is supposed to be run, how he wants his church to be run, the Holy Spirit will bring it to our remembrance. But if we don't recognize him, if we don't honor the Holy Spirit, then we can't have the things that God has told us. He's not going to tell us anything because he can't. We don't give him place. You know? And another thing is there's no spiritual gifts that's allowed to operate in the church. You know? And I can really basically stop right there, because that's what Jesus came and he died and he rose again to set up in the church. You know, those gifts are supposed to be set in the church. How God wants it to be done is supposed to be set up in the church, and that's what Jesus came to do. You know, and so if we're supposed to fulfill the work that Jesus did, the mission that he came to do, then we have to be able to bring these things in the church. We have to be able to do these things, because Jesus came to bring heaven down here on this earth. And if that's our assignment, to take over where he left off, then that's what we're going to have to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, as believers of the gospel, we're going to have to do things according to God. Whatever he told us to do, that's what we're going to have to do. And I'm going to read our scripture text, and it's 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter and the 14th verse. And I'm going to reiterate what Paul said. You know, Paul writes, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You have to know what spiritual discernment is in order to know what God would have us to do. And I want you to know that the entire chapter, of the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul is talking about the gospel preaching and the divine power and purpose of that gospel preacher. That's what he's talking about. And we have to know what God wants and what he needs. And we know that when we do it according to him, this is what God is calling for us to do. Do it according to his word. And then we look at verse 4, and Paul is saying, he's contrasting the difference. And that's what I told you we're going to be talking about, the difference between the natural man and the spirit man. And that's what he's contrasting in verse 4. He says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And why was it given to him like that? Verse 5 says,